Looking forward to another season of adventure through the national parks, another season of trivia and drag queens and games along the way?
Then be sure to join us, your hosts, Dustin Ballard and Michael Ryan of Gaze at the National Parks, when our seventh season launches on September 23rd, 2024.
And if you can't wait till then, maybe revisit some of your favorite parks, trails, and trail mix episodes in the meantime with our episode finder.
Click the link in our show notes, our Instagram bio, or visit our website to make navigating our library of episodes as simple as a few clicks.
Happy trails, and see you again September 23rd.
Let's do it. Let's talk about ferns.
Let's talk about ferns, baby.
I love
Let's
ferns.
Talk about... I wish I had more.
I know.
I got nothing.
We got to work on that.
We do.
You got to work on your lyrics.
My little
finish
fern,
that one up.
Fern workshop.
Yeah.
Let's talk about ferns. Let's talk about ferns.
I know. I feel like there's a...
That's like a Bill Nye song. Remember
totally.
When Bill Nye did music videos?
What a brain, what a brain, what a brain,
right?
What a mighty good brain.
Exactly.
Mighty, mighty good brain. I mean, I think they like got Salt-N-Pepa to do that song.
Yeah. If not, they had somebody do parody very well.
They did very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about ferns, though.
Well, I mean, this was the land of ferns.
Because we're in Olympic National Park for
because,
this episode.
Girl, we're here for a while.
We
so
are
strap
here for
in.
A while.
Because Olympic,
ooh,
we were
got so
in
much.
Olympic for like 5 days and we saw a lot. So
a lot.
This has definitely been park space that people have been asking us if we had been to for several years, and we're finally here.
Yeah.
And there's a lot to talk about and a lot to experience, so strap in. But definitely the land of ferns.
Uh-huh.
I hazard to think about a space where we were so fernalicious.
Fernalicious.
I feel like that's the song.
Maybe. Maybe. It might be.
She's fernalicious. Fernalicious.
There it is.
Oh, she ain't promiscuous. And if you are suspicious, then that girl is delicious.
That fern is delicious.
That fern is delicious.
That's something like that.
She's my witness. Woo-hoo!
There it is. Oh, my goodness. Big bucks. We got to get those big bucks for you.
She's fernalicious.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to be
the title.
Now I will
the
write
unofficial
that song.
Title of this episode is Fernalicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you do need to write that song. You do.
I mean, that's what I want to do is just parody songs. I do it very well.
You do it excellently.
Yeah.
We send each other audio messages during the day, and I get parody songs from you on the regular, and it is a gift that I get to exclusively experience that others have yet to.
I do feel like there's a market for Mike Sings the National Parks parodies. And just
of
like,
of course there is.
Weird
yes.
Al my way through.
There it is.
The National Parks. Mm-hmm. Fernalicious would be my
totally
homage to Fergie.
I like it. I like it.
Yep. So, but yeah, ferns, talk about a treat. I mean,
yeah.
All of Olympic's landscape is stunning.
Oh, stunning. Stunning. Covered in ferns. Covered.
And moss. I mean, this could be all about ferns and moss.
It could be.
Which just is the title of my late in life film about my May-December relationship.
That's it. Ferns and moss.
Ferns and moss. We're on today.
I remember when I was walking through... We were walking through some section of Olympic, and I was like, well, this is what I want my backyard to look like. And I was like, how do I make that happen? You go, 1,000 years of time.
Yeah.
And I was like, well.
Yeah, I think it was here, actually,
great.
That this happened. Yeah. I
mean,
oh, 1,000 years
That is
of time.
What you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Specifically talking about moss.
Yeah.
But yeah, what is your relationship with ferns?
I mean, I think they're just wonderful. I wish that I lived in the land of very tall trees that had nothing but shade, because that's where ferns are going to do their best work. The shade or some areas where it's partially sunny most of the day.
Yeah.
And they've got their little fronds and they unfurl. Was I with you? Did we eat? We did.
We ate
fiddle
in
ferns
Acadia.
In Acadia. That was cool.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And they were great and
they
crunchy.
Were great. Yeah.
Oh, we liked those. Yeah. Yeah. We tried to have ferns in my house growing up. Mm-hmm. My mom retitled our home "Where the Dead Fern Grows" because
that's sad book.
The ferns would just die. I mean, yeah. At one point I was like, I'm going to take care of these.
Yeah.
And they looked great for the 5 months. Mm-hmm. And then I think I forgot to water them one day and mm-hmm. then they were gone. They were
and
done.
They were beautiful.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was the Mississippi
and
heat.
Naive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were outside in direct sun. So yeah. They're not going to last. Mm-mm. So.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fern, where the red fern grows, Fern Gully. It's all childhood trauma.
Totally.
That's what I associate ferns with in the zeitgeist of media.
Fern is also the name of the girl in Charlotte's Web.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, she
who owns Wilbur.
Right. She Fern. Wasn't so tragic, but...
No, she
that
wasn't,
spider
but
was.
That whole story is still trauma.
Tragedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So mm-hmm. Fern is a loaded name.
It's true.
It is. It comes with a lot of...
Gravitas.
And grief.
Adventure, I want to follow on the trail, or get a little lost and let the wind fill my sails. Get up when the stars still fill the sky, don't wake the sun. There's so much to be done, and the day has just begun. Go where the postcards are real, you can feel, you can open your eyes and open your heart when you gaze at the national park. At the national park. At the national park. Follow you, I'll follow you there.
We would like to acknowledge that while hiking and exploring the land also called Olympic National Park, that we were on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lower Elwha Tsklallam, Jamestown Tsklallam, Port Gamble Tsklallam, Skokomish, Quinault, Ho, Quelit, and Macaw people.
All right, so here we are. We've made our way to the Pacific Northwest, sort of. This was, before we get there, this was part of a large trip that we did in the summer of 2023, which sounds weird to say out loud. It was a trip that was designed for us to be taking part with our friends Brian and Tino, who you may remember from our episodes in
Shenandoah last season. And New River Gorge the season before. Yep.
So, unfortunately, our plans had to change at the last minute, and Brian and Tino could not make the trip.
So it was just the two of us.
And it was quite a scramble.
Some very big Airbnbs.
Yeah.
They weren't that big.
No.
But they were Airbnbs that were the size for...
Four.
Four that we then enjoyed just as the two of us.
Yeah.
But yeah, we had also planned to meet up with our friend Becky Lomax later on this trip when we were in Mount Rainier National Park.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some logistics there to work out, but... It was time for this trip, so we arrived at the airport at 3 p.m. for a 5 p.m. flight.
Right.
It was the day after I was working. You were not working
right.
because
summer.
You were. It was the summer,
mm-hmm.
and we're walking through the terminal. It's July. One employee walked up to us and said, "Happy Pride. Would you like some Pride flags?" And we were like, "Oh, you're just giving them away?" And she was like, "Yeah, for you? Yeah."
Like spotted in the crowd.
Spotted in the crowd. Yeah. We'll take them.
Uh-huh.
So
clearly we were strutting our pride through Terminal A.
Clearly.
Newark. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then we encountered Mike's favorite thing at the airport.
Waiting
and delays.
Delays.
And our flight was supposed to get into Seattle. It was the one-way flight, mm-hmm. and it was supposed to get in at around 7,
mm-hmm.
which was great. We were like, okay, great. We got
We were going to get in
around 7 and drive right up to Olympic to the Airbnb. But now our flight did not arrive until about
11.
Right.
Which was not great.
Us want to scream. Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, wasn't great. Mm-mm. So we had planned originally, right, to drive all the way up to Port Angeles, where our Airbnb was. But it is about a 2-hour drive from Seattle to Port Angeles.
Right. We hope to also get all our provisions and go to the grocery store, what have you.
Do all
those
things.
We could just get up early and go the next morning.
But alas, delays.
Yeah. So we were able to, once we finally landed, got our bags, get to the car rental place pretty easily because it was late. We were able to get the car pretty quickly. And
we
so,
get in the car.
Yeah, we get in the car.
It smells a little weird.
Yeah.
But we're tired and delirious, so we just take it and go. We later found out it smelled like cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Whoever had just rented mm-hmm. it had smoked, which, like, there's no smoking signs all over rental cars, mm-hmm. y'all. Don't smoke in a rental car. They'll know.
Yeah.
And then they charge you, like, a lot to clean it.
Yeah.
And even after they clean it, they still can't get the smell out.
Right.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. We decided that we were like, well, we could stay in Seattle for the night. Or
yeah, like get a hotel or whatnot.
Go to the Airbnb. And we were like, let's just drink a little bit of coffee, get some road snacks, and we're going to drive
power
the
through.
2 hours to Port Angeles. And I think we both switched. Like, we both drove part of it. Did you drive all of it?
I think I drove all
you
of
drove
it.
All of
and
it.
I was.
Because I drove all the next day.
Delirious.
You were delirious.
Yeah.
I was delirious too, but yeah. I was doing the work to keep us both awake.
Like, slap me awake, which
kind
is basically
thing.
What we have to do. So. The Airbnb, we arrive very late at like 1 a.m. The Airbnb we had booked was really wonderful. It was set up with a main bedroom with a queen size bed.
No. It was like...
Or is it a king?
It was like a California or Alaskan king.
Oh.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And
I
you
slept.
Were like, you did your usual thing where you, you know, fell on your sword and offered up the meals to everybody. You all eat first and I'll eat whatever's left.
I think it's called martyrdom.
Yeah, exactly. So you were like, you stay in here and mm-hmm. I'll stay in the other room and whatnot.
Well, which, it was the room we were going to share, which had
two
like
twin beds
in
it.
Yeah.
So you stayed there. Mm-hmm. I stayed in the main bedroom and we flipped this later in the trip. We
right.
would do this back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, okay, I will stay in the bunk bedroom.
Yeah,
you
forks.
Stay in the main room.
Can't wait to talk about that Forks
we
Airbnb.
We look forward to talking about the Forks Airbnb. This Airbnb that we were in, lovely. Super lovely.
Like, you could see the sound.
It was great.
Like, from the back deck.
You could literally see across the sound
yeah.
and see...
Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Vancouver. So we ended up getting up early, despite the fact that we were so tired. We both woke up around 7.
Even though it was like 10 a.m. to us.
Yeah. So I think our bodies were like, uh-uh, you should have been up way long ago. So we blearily like got ourselves together, dressed for hiking for the
yeah.
day, and then went to the Safeway and picked up basically almost
a bunch
all
of
our
groceries.
provisions
yeah.
that we need.
And we got what we needed for breakfast and for lunch, and then we went back to the Airbnb. We put it all away, and then we made breakfast and sat down and chilled for a little while.
Right. Like, this was a very leisurely start to the day.
Yeah.
Considering usually it's like, okay, we're up, we're packed, we're on the way. We already have a plan for the day. This was our time to kind of plan what we wanted to do on this first day. Because we didn't want to lose the day.
No.
We knew that we were going to get up later because we had gotten in at 1 and we were just so tired. So we had two options for this space that we were staying because we were going to eventually move to the western side of the park and stay in Forks. So here in Port Angeles, the two kind of hikes that we had sort of dog-eared were Klahani Ridge and the East Side Trails. Now, based off of our location, those were kind of the best options for us. However, Hurricane Ridge, which is basically right below Port Angeles in the park, was closed because there was a fire at the lodge that summer, like right before we left.
Right.
I had been up to Hurricane Ridge before on my previous trip to Olympic and parked and hiked up there.
One of the reasons to go there is because it's an easy way to drive up,
yeah.
park, and get a view of the Olympic
like,
Mountain Range.
Holy cow.
It's an incredible view.
Yes.
So people do it all the time.
Yes.
And there's a lot of hiking trails from there.
Mm-hmm.
One in particular that you can take. You can hike Hurricane Ridge. It'll take you to Klahani Ridge.
Right.
And then you could hike over to Lake Angeles or whatnot. But that was not the case this time.
No.
So we knew that we were going to have to commit all of that from a different angle.
And we knew that it was going to be a very, very lengthy day. And I don't think either of us felt we could summon the energy for that, especially since it was such a late start.
Right. Now, so we decided and opted to not do that this day.
So we decided to essentially head back the exact path that we had driven to get up here to do the East Side Trails of Olympic. So this is about a 2-hour drive from Port Angeles. It's literally the same road that we took up the eastern side of the park from Seattle.
And here is something that someone shared with us that we found to be 100% true, which is if you want to go anywhere in Olympic, it is a ton of driving.
Right.
A ton of driving.
Yeah.
Like you're talking 1.5 to 2, maybe 3 hours to get
just
to.
Just depends on where you're going.
Like a specific place within the park. The park is huge.
Yeah. It's the whole peninsula, baby girl.
Yeah.
Basically.
So that's what's going on.
Yeah.
There.
Something to factor in anytime you're going. I knew
a
this
lot
from
of driving.
My previous trip too.
And we had 2 different Airbnbs booked
right.
in Olympic.
Right.
This was our first one in Port Angeles. We booked another one in Forks later so that we could get to the trails over there a little bit faster.
Yeah. Yep. So we felt like a little extra time in the car and not on our feet wasn't going to be the worst thing, especially since we just were kind of trying to wake ourselves up to the best of our ability. So we packed everything in the car and we made our moves to head to the east side of Olympic.
It was a little gray this morning, but gorgeous scenery. Anytime Olympic is gorgeous scenery at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And so we backtrack our way to where we need to go. It was a 1.5-hour drive before we hit the Forest Service Road. Yikes. Okay, this was a dirt road.
Yeah.
And we had to get on this gravelly dirt road in a car that was not a 4-wheel drive. Should have gotten a 4-wheel drive.
Yep. Always.
And and the car currently smells like cigarette smoke.
Like very strongly at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're like, oh, this is definitely cigarettes because it was sitting in the sun.
Right.
At the Airbnb before we left, or the
that'll happen.
Filtered sun, and it just like heated up and it was like, this is cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
It's what
this
we couldn't,
is cigarette
we couldn't
smoke.
Identify it the night before.
So as we're driving down this dirt road, you're like, this is starting to feel familiar.
Yeah.
This is looking familiar to me. And we're like, okay, well, maybe it is. Maybe you did this.
Yeah.
And we drive this really long stretch of dirt road. And then we come across a lake. So there's a pull off right here for another hike or another peak called Mount Eleanor, which we had dog-eared as a potential thing to do.
It's not in the national park. It's in the national forest, though.
Right, which abuts the national park.
Right.
And there were lots of cars parked here along the lake, lots of people doing swimming and kayaking and things like that. And
we passed another hike, the Mount Rose hike. Mount Rose, Minnesota.
That's right.
And we
American
also...
American teen princess Piaget.
That's right. We also thought about that as a potential hike for... at some point while we were here. And then eventually, as we're driving this gravelly road along the lake, we do get some paved sections of road here and there, and we start to pass campsites within the national forest.
And eventually, we do make it to the entrance station to the park in this particular spot. It's busy. There's a lot of campsites here at this location over here on the east side. And there's parking for several different trails, but I do remember the parking was a little bit...
Scarce. Yeah.
We had to circle around a few times until somebody left.
Yeah.
And then we were able to get a spot.
Yep. We did gear up and we spotted some other gays and they were like, happy pride. And we were like, happy pride them right back.
I think we gave,
gave
them
some stickers.
Yep.
Yeah. And after gearing up, we walk down the roadway and we cross the bridge and I am struck with this very strong memory. And after we crossed the bridge, I realized I have been here before in 2015.
This is the bridge where you were abandoned.
That's it.
Right.
This is the bridge I live under as a troll.
That's right.
Who's that clip-clopping on my bridge? No, but I had done this trail and hadn't even put two and two together that I remember a super harrowing drive by myself. And like I had rented a Dodge Charger. I was so low to the ground and I was very nervous driving out on that dirt road. But had come out here and had hiked Shady Lane, which is what we were about to do. And this was kind of an amazing deja vu moment for me. It's definitely the only hike I did on the west side. And it was just Shady Lane. I didn't even do staircase. I can't remember what else I was doing this day that I just was like, Shady Lane, peace out. Because Shady Lane is pretty short. And I did just, I thought this was hilarious that the first thing that we were doing in Olympic was a thing that I had already done and completely forgotten about.
And with that, let's take our first break. Someone who is constantly curious about the birds in my neighborhood, from those on the branches to those in the air, I often have trouble identifying what I'm hearing or what I'm seeing because they may be moving too fast for me to get a good view of. Feathersnap takes the often tricky art of bird identification and makes it so much simpler through its top-of-the-line camera and incredible AI programming. After setting up my Feathersnap bird feeder in my yard, I couldn't believe the birds I was seeing and capturing in photos and videos. If anything, the excitement of having a bird appear at the feeder and then be captured by the camera only stoked my excitement for what other birds might appear and what birds I should be on the lookout for while I was out and about. If you're looking to up your bird watching game or want to get your friends and family engaged in and excited about the birds in your area, then Feathersnap is for you. From its solar-powered, top-of-the-line camera, in its unique dual bin feeder, to its incredible mobile app which collects photos and videos at the feeder, Feathersnap is a complete game changer. Check them out today at feathersnapcam.com. That's feathersnapcam.com. Hey y'all, it's Dusty and Mike with exciting news.
That's right, it's our episode finder. It's all about making finding our episodes even easier.
Want to find more episodes about hikes in Shenandoah? With over 10 episodes across two separate seasons, it would have involved a lot of scrolling and searching.
Now, with our episode finder, you can find all those episodes with a few easy clicks. That way, finding an episode on Yosemite from season 1 is just as easy as finding an episode on Zion, Yellowstone, and Haleakala, all in separate seasons.
With over 275 episodes in 35 different national parks, our episode finder will add ease when finding out more about hikes in these spaces.
But it's not just about hikes by national park. We've categorized our entire library so you can find hikes by state, hikes by terrain, and hikes by difficulty.
And all of our Trail Mix episodes are there too, so you can easily find our science-based episodes, interviews, and more.
Planning a trip to Colorado and want to hear more about our adventures there? Want to grunt it out on some really tricky trails or learn more about glaciers, grasslands, and mountains?
Just click the link in our show notes or on our Instagram bio, and it pops right up. You can also head directly to our website and look for the episode finder at the top of the navigation bar.
Conquer one hike in one national park, one park at a time, with just a few clicks with our episode finder. Happy trails!
All right, we're playing Pentagram.
We are.
Which is a game we haven't played in a while.
We haven't played it in a while. And this is our running joke, is that we always say that we haven't played this game in a while.
It's true.
It is true.
So, when is the joke going to be tired enough for us to leave it behind? I don't know. Yes. But not today.
Not today.
So we put five things in the pentagram to summon something.
Mm-hmm.
Who or what are we summoning today?
I think we're summoning the 1970s rock sensation ABBA.
Oh, okay, great. Obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. So immediately I'm putting in like a bell bottom pant.
Damn it.
With like a flare, like mm-hmm. an open flare at the bottom with just sequins all inside.
Sure. Sure. Wow. You like, you could have just done bell bottoms and sequins could have been another thing, but
well,
you're like,
whatever.
I'm living my life.
They have sequins on everything.
I'm going to put the playbill to the original cast version of Mamma Mia on Broadway.
Right.
Because I feel like that will... Mm-hmm. Definitely summon them.
Great.
Yeah.
I am going to put in a gold ring to represent the album ABBA Gold.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. I'm going to put in...
Or you know what? Not a gold ring. A tiny little gold disco ball. That's what I'm putting in.
A gold disco ball. I'm going to put in a single of Madonna's Hung Up as it samples.
Well, Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, that's four. And mm-hmm. so now we have one more thing to
we have
put
one
in
more thing.
To summon ABBA. I'm going to put in a tiny little statue of Napoleon.
For?
Because of Waterloo.
Okay.
Where he was defeated. And they have their song Waterloo.
Great.
So there we go. Mm-hmm. And with that.
And poof.
Poof. Mm-hmm. ABBA appears.
ABBA appears.
Okay, so we head over to our first trail of the day, Shady Lane, which mm-hmm. is a 4.2-mile trail.
Yes, yeah. It goes along the river, and it is the mossiest mossy wonderland. I mean, it eventually gets to be ferny fern wonderland,
oh,
too.
Both.
But
yeah.
You are immediately struck by all of this moss in the trees, like, along the river here.
So we first encounter Log Bridge, mm-hmm. and while walking, I take a tumble on the bridge.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
No, it wasn't great.
It was not great.
And
was,
you I were like, skinned my
damn
knee
it,
a little bit.
This is my first hike.
I know. First hike of the trip? No. I'm not injuring myself. We had to, like,
it was pretty bad.
Bandage it up and stuff. Yeah. We used all the stuff from the first aid kit.
This is why we always carry one. Yeah.
That's right.
So I'm just dumbstruck by the fact that we're on this trail again. And I'm just like, this is the coolest thing. It's rare that we're so lucky enough to be able to head to a park twice. I say that, and we've been to Acadia 3 times. We've been to Shenandoah 4 times, but those parks are near us. So I felt very fortunate to be able to head back to Olympic. And I was so excited to show you so many hikes here that I had done, which we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But this was not one that I was even in my sphere of, like, oh, I have to show Dusty this, but it was such a perfect hike to start on.
It was great. Yeah. And it's so many giant trees, mm-hmm. so much moss everywhere, so green.
So that first bridge that we crossed was over Elk Creek, and it continued on the other side of the river. This is where we gain a little bit of elevation. There is a little elevation to gain here on this trail. The trail itself is a 4.2 mile out and back, so 2.1 out to the terminal point and then turn around for another 2.1. We do have an incredible amount of mossy growth here, but we also get this section right along the river, and the river is... she's flowing.
She is.
It's a very powerful river. When I was here in 2015, it was rainy, so it felt even more aggressive. We ended up having a very sunny day. That gray all burned off, and it was beautiful here.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
And again, greens I don't think I'd ever really seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And not in this color kind green. Of number. What's that?
You hate the color green.
And I can't stand the color green. Mm-hmm. Nothing in my home is green.
Nope. Not at all.
So we do have to cross over some fallen trees that are pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And then it eventually takes us into a deeper part of the forested section of the trail.
Yes.
And it's warm, a little bit buggy, mm-hmm. but not so bad.
No.
And the trail then narrows a bit.
Yeah. And the ferns are just, like, basically at your
everywhere.
Edges. Yep. We do see a few people on our way out, and we get happy pride from a few people because we had taken those flags that we got in the airport and pinned them on our bags. And again, ferns. This is, you're going to hear
so
us say
much
this
fern
the entire episode.
Yeah. And it's like fern wonderland.
We continue to hike out through this forest and make our way to the trailhead at the other side of the trail. There's a small parking lot here, so we know that we've reached the end. So that's kind of the nice thing is, if you encounter a very busy main section of the park at the main parking area, there is another space that you can park to access Shady Lane.
Yeah.
There was actually, like, as we were driving in, there was a bridge that we could have crossed to the left. And I believe that would be how you kind of accessed that
Shady
other parking,
yeah.
parking
that,
lot. Yeah.
That's the end of the trailhead there. We turn around here. We head back. We do run into some other kids with their dad. The dad apologizes for them and says this is their first time out of the house in a while. And, you know, they were fine.
Yeah.
There was no issues.
Yeah.
And we make our way back. And on the way back, we do hear some maybe woodpeckers. We're not sure. We didn't
possibly
see
lazy
them.
Woodpeckers.
Either lazy woodpeckers or creaking trees. We
I think it was creaking trees.
Yeah.
Because we had some wind.
And it was great to hear creaking trees because you're like, oh, you're like, is it going to fall? Is it going to turn into something totally mm-mm. destructive
no.
or not? So we make our way back to exactly where we started
mm-hmm.
to head over to our second trail for the day, which is the staircase.
Right. This is left off of Shady Lane. So the bridge will be on your right. And you basically take a left here. This is a 2.1 mile loop. So you start, you know, if you'd started in the parking lot, that's sort of like the loop starting point and terminal point. But we had already kind of crossed the bridge. We were past the parking lot. So we just hooked our left here and got onto what was an easy sort of trail. I'd argue that the staircase is much easier than Shady Lane. And both of these trails are great, I would think, for families and young kids and any Absolutely. People maybe that might have mobility issues or can't hike for too long. Even I think staircase is really good for that because it is, for the most part at the beginning, fairly flat.
Flat.
Yeah.
What I love about both of these trails is that both of them are gorgeous and not strenuous.
No.
And so they are definitely great for families, or if you want to take people on some kind of hike,
yeah,
but you don't want it to be too much.
Yeah.
And like, because we know those people who are like, I can hike a little bit, and you're like, great. That whenever I hear that, I'm like, then I need to do something like 1.5 miles,
yeah,
or to 2 miles, yeah, tops.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
so there's a lot of forest wonderland here to go through as well. It's a little different from Shady Lane. There's still a ton of ferns, but the trail is much wider here, and it allows for more people to access it and kind of pass if you need to. It's relatively flat here, and for the most part, we're walking on forest stuff, so kind of like soft forest floor, which is really, really nice on the feet.
Which feels great and mm-hmm. different than if you're like hiking in the Northeast, yeah. except if you hike in Acadia over on Skudik Peninsula, yeah. you might get a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so along the river here, the entire time is just as nice a companion piece as it was along Shady Lane. It's like we're up higher. You can see all this vegetation. I mean, like that you go to Olympic National Park for the vegetation.
Sure.
And the plants that are yeah. just sprawling and everywhere.
The flora, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's deeply forested on both sides. And it is just beautiful. And we're not complaining.
No. As you're headed along the trail, there is a little jut off that you can take to Big Cedar. This is where you are able to see a felled giant cedar and its intricate root system. It's a very tiny loop that brings you alongside of the tree eventually, and then at the apex brings you to the roots before you go back down the other side and then head to the main trail. It's a simple jut off, but it's worth the experience to just take it and to take in this tree because it is gigantic. It feels kind of like a sequoia in some ways. Not as big, but still on the level of this giant megafauna.
So back on the trail along the river, again, we're in a very wide open area here. It's a pretty wide trail at this point. And as we hike past this turnoff, this is where the trail does start to gain a little bit more elevation. So we're headed up a little bit. It doesn't really level off until we arrive at the next bridge. But we do spot what we do think is like a dead banana slug, but we aren't sure. And we don't really want to disturb it because it could be dead or alive. We weren't sure.
Right. We weren't sure. But we had expected to see banana slugs here because they are
all over
the area, like, but specifically Olympic. Yeah.
And this is where we saw our first Stellar's Jay.
Yeah. And which you had a moment here.
Had a moment. Stellar's Jays are beautiful because they are this really dark sort of cobalt blue and black. And like, we don't have them in the Northeast, though they're as common in this area as blue jays are in the Northeast. So yeah, I did have a great, lovely little moment with it.
You did. This is also, again, there's more moss here, but there's a lot more light on this trail, so it's not as mossy, I would say, as what you're getting on Shady Lane. There are some small areas of boardwalk here, and we know that you had your best life moments here. Whenever there's boardwalk.
I do love boardwalk trails.
And it was tiny, but it was enough. Again, we get to see the river here at points, and we just start living our best life. While we're basically along the river the entire time on this trail, it's fairly obscured through the trees, but then you just get these absolutely stunningly stupid views. Like, the water is aqua. You can see into the distance.
It's and so pretty.
It is the most pretty.
All of it.
Yeah.
And there are a few points where we do get closer to the river.
There's like kind of these off-trail moments that have been established.
Yeah. Yes.
Off-trail moments, I guess. I hesitate to even say they're off-trail. They're these little like dip outs.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we eventually make it to a suspension bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So these trails do continue on, but to make this a loop, you got to take this suspension bridge.
Mm-hmm. So as we see the signs for the bridge, we see the sign tells us that if we head over the bridge, it'll take you back to the parking lot and the ranger station. As we hike up and hit the bridge, there's a lot more elevation to gain in this area as you're approaching. And as soon as you kind of go around this large boulder, you get a very good view of the bridge and the people that are on it.
So the bridge is wonderful. It's not that high, but it does give you a great taste of what other suspension bridges might be like in the park. It is wide enough for both of us to walk side by side. It is interesting because many people that we saw at this point hit the bridge and then turned around rather than crossing it. And
yeah,
I think
it was kinda
weird. Because they came up the other side of the river that we were about to go down from the parking lot. And rather than crossing it, they just turned around and went back.
Yeah.
So, but we crossed the bridge and head to the other side to continue our loop.
And with that, let's take our next break.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage
Pristine Daae.
Pristine.
The chorus girl?
Pristine Daae. Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to sing Think of Me, a third below the girl who just sang it.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Like, Carlotta sings Think of Me, and then like Pristine Daae can sing it, sir. And then she walks up, and it's literally played a third lower than nobody notices. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares. But
no, they don't. But who is Pristine Daae?
Pristine Daae. Here's what I think. I think that Pristine Daae is like a...
She's a press. She's a bit of a press.
This is where I'm going with her.
Okay.
I think she's a transformation queen.
Okay.
Because she always starts off by being
sloppy.
Like
sloppy.
Not sloppy. The opposite. Like okay. Delicate, put together, graceful, delicate.
Thank you.
They had to go. Right. That kind of thing. Mm. Like she's very prim, proper, clean lines. And then over the course of the number, she gets sloppy. Like that's okay. The point. Like she
sure.
Like
she, falls
she lets
apart
out
bit.
Her like uh-huh. inner animal.
Yeah. She
and
lets her hair
point.
Down.
She does.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she starts very pristine.
Do you think it's like she is a ballerina that then becomes a hard rocker?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Totally.
That's what it is.
Like she's finding a new part
like
of herself.
Like Nutcracker Sweet into Talk Dirty to Me.
Exactly.
By Poison.
Exactly. And I'm sure she has Black Swan like references to.
It was perfect.
It was perfect.
He
let's
picked
talk
me,
about,
mommy.
Let's talk about this trauma deprogramming from like going to theater school. I remember seeing Black Swan and at the end of it, I went, yeah, but she was perfect. My friend was like, she died. She lost her
spoiler.
Life. And I was like, yeah, but damn, she gave a good show.
Yeah.
I was
like, yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem if I'm thinking that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that anymore.
Great. I love that she, I mean, I don't love that for you, but I do love that she is like ballerina to...
Hard
know,
rocker.
Hard rock ballad.
It's like she starts out as a prima ballerina and then she ends up like Joan Jett.
I love it.
I love
great.
It.
What is she singing?
I think it's a mix.
Okay.
I think it like
it's a mashup.
Transitions from some classical ballet piece into like she's discovering something like wilder and harder and
right. We have a great DJ who can do
sloppier.
Transitions.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Moonlight Sonata into something. I'm trying to think about what.
Yeah, Moonlight Sonata into Can't Fight the Moonlight. Leon Rhymes.
That's it.
That's it, everybody. That's it.
Yeah, beautiful.
Great.
Does she have any merch?
I think she does. I think she's got a keychain with her pristine face on one side.
Oh, and it flips.
And it flips. So it's very Jekyll and Hyde.
I think it could
Hyde.
Be a locket, actually.
It's a
That's
locket.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And inside of it...
Are both faces.
Are her faces.
Yeah.
Oh, both of her faces.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Like the angel and the devil.
I like it.
Great. So, ladies and gentlethems, please welcome to the stage...
Pristine Daae. So we are headed now down the other side of the river.
Mm-hmm.
We're not as close to the river on this side.
No.
But we're still higher up a little bit.
Yes.
It's much fernier over on this side.
Yeah. The forest canopy feels lower here. And initially, there aren't as many big trees. But eventually, the trail does get wider and it gets more open. And we get into these big treed areas with large knobby bits and moss.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, again, a landscape we are not accustomed to, save for Schoodick Peninsula
right.
of Acadia.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we cross another small bridge. It's another little log bridge here. There's definitely a let's be more careful as we cross bridges conversation from Mike to me.
Yes.
Like, let's be intentional about where we put our feet.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
To be fair, I think the you were just gobsmacked and awed by everything and were just looking up and not paying attention when you crossed that bridge the first time.
That was why.
That was it. Look at me.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Saving face for you.
That's right. I did eat it on that bridge, though.
It wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
Mm-mm. I was like, oh, well, there goes the trip.
It was like I fell and slammed my kneecap into the bridge. Not cute. Mm-hmm.
As we continue to hike, there are some small tributaries and rivulets of the river that get closer to the trail, even though the main branch of the river is a little further off from where we are.
We run into a big family of hikers here along this little tributary. They're having a blast. They're talking about the water. They were feeling the water.
They were in the water.
The water is ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm good. I don't need to get in there.
No. There's, again, lots of beautiful moss and light in the trees. This was just the artist in me was firing on all cylinders and just... We were both, I think, actively activating our imaginations. It did feel like if there's ever a space that has ever felt like could be the setting of a fairy tale... This was it. This was Fairy Tale Kingdom.
Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And we did have a little trail guide with us, which mm-hmm. was great. And there was this one Stellar's Jay that would fly a little up the path and then we would walk along, right?
Yeah, it was great. It was really cool.
It was like the Stellar's Jay was telling us where to go.
Yeah.
And it was like, we're going to let this bird communicate with us. And we're just going to follow this bird.
Yep, from branch to branch. And then eventually it did abandon us.
It did.
Abandoned!
Yeah. Probably because we didn't give it food.
No, yeah.
That's fine. So as we continue to hike, we start to lose our elevation from the higher parts of the trail near the bridge. That being said, we still have to do a few sections of uphill and some heavily rooted sections of the trail that we have to conquer.
Eventually, the trail leads us back to the parking lot. Since we had crossed the river at the top of the trail, we didn't need to cross the initial bridge that we had done when we had hiked into Shady Lane because we were already on that side of the river. So we, again, like I said at the beginning, if you start in the parking lot, you actually will do the full loop. And we did, but we just went to Shady Lane first and then came back. From here, we made it a point to stop and talk to the ranger in the small little booth or like kind of hut that's there so we could get a good sense of what we might have time for on our agenda for the rest of that day.
All right, so let's put these two hikes on the Karen Stone scale. Shady Lane.
I'm going to say that Shady Lane is a 4, only because there is some elevation to gain. This isn't a trail everyone could do. You have that log bridge to cross. You do have to go up. You have to cross over some trees. It's a lengthier trail than the two. It's 4 miles.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's worth it being a 4 for me. What about you?
I agree. I think it's worth it being the 4 because of the bridge.
Yeah.
There are definitely some rootier areas here.
Mm-hmm.
And then while it's forested, there are also some exposed areas mm-hmm. where it can feel very hot. And yeah, again, it's 4.2 miles. So yeah, 8 out of 20 Karen Stones.
Yeah. And what about
the staircase? I'm also going to say a 4 for the staircase. I don't think it's tough enough to warrant a 5.
Mm-mm.
And I think it's a little more than a 3.
Yeah.
Mostly because giant roots. There are giant roots in a lot of spots.
Yeah. I think more towards the end side. Yeah. We experienced it more.
And then,
but there's more
and there's a lot
elevation
of up
here.
And down.
Yeah.
A lot of going up and down. And there were definitely some spots that were a little bit muddy mm-hmm. that we had to walk through. And I think if you're not in the right shoes, you will slip kind of easily. But 4.
Okay. Yeah, I feel that too. It is shorter, but I think there's more challenge here on this trail. So yeah, I'd say a 4 as well.
Another 8 out of 20 Karen Stones.
Great. And now let's end this episode like we end all of our full-length episodes with some Jeopardy-style trivia.
Excellent. Mike, why don't you get us started with your category today?
Great. Well, I was inspired by Shady Lane.
Okay.
And so this Jeopardy is called The real Slim Shady Lane before and after.
Oh, great. Okay.
So I will be giving you a clue to a Eminem song, or AKA Slim Shady. You'll need to name the song plus the before or after clue that leads us in or out of that song.
Great.
Great. For 100, this Eminem song that is about going to a strip club, whose title sounds like what you might direct someone to do with a bottle of Italian salad dressing or a Polaroid picture, with this famous line from Miss Scarlet when being accused by Wadsworth in the movie Clue, or something you might declare if you're being slandered.
Okay, so that's a lie.
Right, is the second part.
Is it Shake That?
That's right.
Okay, so Shake That's a Lie.
That's right, because that's what you'd tell someone to do to a Polaroid or a bottle of Italian salad dressing.
Also famously said by Christina... in Mommy Dearest.
Oh.
That's a lie.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Great. So, excellent. For 200, this smash hit duet with Rihanna, in which she quips, "Just gonna stand there and watch me burn," and whose title sounds like a doting platitude about how much you enjoy seeing your beloved in repose on a bed or a couch, with this common playground retort about not telling the truth.
Is this a three-parter?
Nope. So the whole first part was the smash hit duet with Rihanna, in which she quips, "Just gonna stand there and watch me burn," and whose title sounds like a doting platitude about how much you enjoy seeing your beloved in repose on a bed or a couch.
Got it.
With this common playground retort about not telling the truth.
So the song is, what is Love the Way You Lie? Liar. You're a liar. I don't know. Lying liar. I don't know what.
Oh, you do know.
It's a...
What if your bottoms were aflame? What would you say to
someone?
I
don't even know what that means. If my bottoms were aflame?
Yeah, the things you wear on your bottom half, if they were aflame.
My pants?
Yeah.
My pants are on fire?
That's Come on, you know say. This. What is, I love the way you liar, pants on fire.
On fire. Got it.
If my bottoms were aflame, I need you to do that more like Maggie Smith.
Yeah, like the Dowager Countess.
What's
the
weekend?
What is a weekend?
That's no, exactly the energy you gave me.
If my bottoms were aflame.
Exactly.
I am unfamiliar with the quip.
Mm-hmm. Great. For 300. This phrase that we hope to hear from the foreman of a jury at the verdict anytime our former Orange president is on trial, with this Eminem song featuring Dr. Dre, where they rap battle as the titular angel and devil on the shoulder of many, and whose song title might describe what happens when you have done something wrong and are mentally reeling from the repercussions.
What is guilty or guilt and innocence? I don't know.
So what would the foreman of a jury say?
We find the defendant guilty.
Okay, great. That's part one.
Okay.
And then what happens if you've done something wrong and you're mentally like hung up about it?
Guilty and...
What do you have? A guilty what?
Oh, what is... We find the defendant guilty conscience.
There you go.
Great.
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 For 400... This Eminem song, which is essentially our introduction to Eminem's alter ego, Slim Shady, and maybe a phrase you read above someone's name on a name tag, with this phrase, usually spoken by a bitchy or absent-minded character after uttering something hurtful which caused another character to leave the room or area in tears.
What is hello, my name, is it me? Did I say something wrong?
It's along that line.
Oh, okay.
So, start with the first part, minus hello.
My name is.
Great.
What? That's what he says.
No,
in
I
the
know.
Show,
but that's the
song.
Name of the song is My
okay.
Name Is.
Okay.
Great. My name is. And then you said.
Is it me? But did I say something wrong?
Combine those. Can you combine those?
Is it something I said?
There you go. What is my name is it something I said?
I got it. Yeah. I like it.
Great. They're wordy, but they're there.
I like it. I'm enjoying it.
And for 500, this phrase, which may describe a character at rock bottom who is willing to pull one last heist or dangerous mission, even though everyone they care about is dead and gone, and their name is completely sullied. With this song from 8 Mile, the film, starring Eminem, which also won the Oscar for Best Song.
What is I've Got Nothing to Lose Yourself?
I'll take it.
Okay, great.
What is I've Got Nothing Left to Lose Yourself?
I love it.
Beautiful.
Great. That was job. Fun. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you ready for my category?
Yes.
So I, too, was inspired by Shady Lane. Mm-hmm. However, I went in a different direction.
I have a feeling you went in a direction I was going to go in, and I avoided it.
Did you?
Is this about Shady Pines?
Not about Shady Pines.
See, I almost wrote a whole Jeopardy category
about
Sophia
Shady
and
Pines.
Shady Pines.
No, this is not about that. This is... Shady Lane reminds me of the heyday of 90s television or early aughts television because it sounds like a place where a show would take place.
Okay, sure.
So this is a category all about fictional towns where shows take place, and I'm going to give you the show, and I'm going to give you a clue toward the name of the town, and you have to name the town where this show takes place.
Great.
Sounds like Shady Lane sounds like it could be like
Grover's Corner.
The setting, right? Grover's Corners, which is our town. Right. Okay. Yeah. So for 100, Gilmore Girls was set in this picturesque fictional town that sounds like a giant empty space where one might be able to see lots of specks of light in the night sky.
What is Stars Hollow?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Also, let it be known, everyone, that Mike loved the Gilmore Girls.
Oh my God. I never watched Gilmore Girls.
All of
that
it.
Show is white.
For 200. The Babysitter's Club was set in this fictional town that sounds like a little babbling stream full of mid-sized rocks.
What is Brookstone?
Flip them around.
What is Stonebrook? What is Stonesbrook?
Not Stone or Stonesbrook, but if it were an adjective.
What is Stoning Brook?
Correct. Not Stoning Brook, but...
Stoned Brook.
No.
Stone Brook's a friend I have.
It's a letter toward the end of the alphabet.
Stones Brook. Stoner Brook.
Nope. You can get there. You can do it.
Stony Brook.
There you go. Stony Brook. Great. Okay.
Stoner Brook, also a friend I have.
Stoner Brook is where, like, some show... from Kevin Smith would take place.
I think it's actually Brooke Shields' podcast about getting high.
There you go.
There it is.
Stoner Brook. For 300, the Power Rangers was set in this fictional town that sounds like a place where celestial beings, often depicted with wings, may grow oranges.
What is Angel's Grove?
Yeah, I'll take it. What is Angel Grove?
Angel Grove. Okay.
Yeah. For...
Aye, aye, aye.
Yes. 400. ABC's Once Upon a Time was set in this fictional town. That sounds like it could be a reference to the town from the Babysitter's Club and also a reference to the tome where you most likely would see the phrase Once Upon a Time.
What is Grimsbrook?
Nope. Brook is correct, though.
What is Storybrook?
That's it.
There it is.
Storybrook, which I think is a great drag name. Storybrook.
She's a reading queen with Gwennifer Goodwin.
That's right. Here we go. You said Gwennifer Goodwin. Take that in, everybody. Gwennifer Goodwin.
I knew what I was doing.
You did know what you were doing.
I was making it funny.
And finally, for 500, Buffy the Vampire Slayer was set in this town, a place whose name is definitely the antithesis of the darkness Buffy and friends often faced each episode. It refers to our largest orb of light and the term for a broad valley.
Right, because it was a hellmouth is where they were above.
Yeah.
And it was titled Sunnydale.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Sunnydale.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. And that's our first episode of the season. We're gonna go have tea with Gwennifer Goodwin.
Looking for more episodes like the one you just heard? Then be sure to check out our episode finder for episodes by park, state, hiking difficulty, and terrain, as well as all of our Trail Mix episodes in one helpful place. Click the link in the show notes of this episode, our Instagram bio, or visit our website to make your listening experience even easier.
This has been Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created, produced, edited, and hosted by us,
Dustin Ballard
and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. That's Gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram and on our website is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman and Mariella Klinger, with Sean Sclios on guitar. Our music producer is Skylar Fortgang.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we were on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as New Jersey.